A document to guide media reportage on issues relating to children has been launched in Accra. The Child Protection Code of Ethics for Journalists has become necessary following sensational reportage on issues of rape and child trafficking, especially by a section of the electronic media and tabloids. Executive Director of Child Rights International, Bright Appiah, who spoke to Radio Ghana at the launch, asked journalists to desist from posting pictures of children who have been abused or disclose their location. Here's a report by Doreen Ampofo.
Many have raised concern about how some media houses and journalists report issues relating to children. In a bid to be the first to report, some newspapers and TV stations publish pictures exposing the face and identity of victims of rape or child trafficking. Others give very detailed account of what happened, while some media houses give gory pictures of the body of children who die because of maltreatment. These acts have been said to abuse the rights of the child and subject them to ridicule by their friends and people who can easily identify them. The 16-page document spells out what journalists must consider when reporting on children in order to protect their rights. The Executive Director of Child Rights International, Bright Appiah, explains further.
One of the ethical things that you need to consider is not to accept any monetary value in reporting issues about the child, because we have witnessed that in the country where children have gone through some sexual activities and they just report on them anyhow. We think that the underlying factor is that somebody has been influenced, and we think that that is against ethical standard. You need to also recognize the privacy and the dignity of the child when you are reporting, so that you don't expose the child, you don't name the child, describe where the child is and all that.
The head of the Child Protection Unit of UNICEF, Johan Eriksson, indicated that although children have the right to be heard in public, their stories must be told with dignity and respect.
When we open the newspapers, there are stories about children, the good, but also the bad. Children who have been abused, children who have been trafficked. These issues need to be brought out in the public. But when opening the pages, we also often see children's rights further being violated by the way the children and their stories are being portrayed. These children don't have to be victimized again in the TV. Everybody's watching in the evenings in their living rooms. Children have the right to have their stories heard and be told in public, but it must be done with great respect and with dignity and with the best interest of the child in mind.
The president of the Ghana Journalist Association, Roland Afelmoni, said the launch of the book is not enough to stop the abuse of children in the media. Rather, journalists must internalize the contents for the necessary impact.
There's a huge deficit in ethical discipline generally, and this deficit goes hand in hand with the surplus in ethical misconduct. The code on child reporting is therefore the right medicine at the right time to cure the ethical diseases. But a cure will not be a happenstance. It will require a conscious effort by journalists to internalize and reflect the content of the code.
The document was compiled in consultation with GJA, National Media Commission, UNICEF, Rights to Play, and views from some children.